Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Blue Crew.
The doctor was the mu- Sorry, old habits. Here we go.
How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzle and riddle? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hey Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
JPC and Aaron, what an exciting day. This is a huge, huge day for Hey Riddle Riddle, for our Patreon specifically, and for Penguin Baseball. This is going to be our first annual Penguin Draft. Now, JPC and Aaron, as you've been told, there are 37 eligible Penguins on the board to be drafted, each one with a hilarious name, a different build, a different base of skill sets. So we're very excited. JPC, do you want to start off and let us know the name of your Penguin team, what city they are located in, and maybe just a little bit about what you're planning to do with the organization?
Yeah, I got the Pittsburgh Penguins because it was cheap and it was available.
Makes total sense.
That's the one that I got. We're in a rebuilding year because we are building our roster for the first time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to focus on putting a strong squad together and then fundamentals, just absolute fundamentals all the way down.
Smart. And what's your, I think I know, but I have to ask, what is your mascot for the Pittsburgh Penguins?
The Pittsburgh Penguins mascot is Wild Style the Horny Penguin. It is a penguin wearing a full Guy Fieri cosplay. It's a big hit with all of the people in the stands. People really love seeing Wild Style the Horny Penguin out there on the field.
And Aaron, just so you're aware, Wild Style has not yet been drafted. He is amongst the draftees. So
excellent. Good to know.
It would be a big fuck you if you were to draft Wild Style. Mm-hmm. Might be interesting. Aaron, why don't you let us know your organization's name, what city they're based in, and maybe just what you plan to do with the organization?
Our team name is Mr. Popper's Penguins, and the city is my house. And I'm really hoping to really become the villain of the league.
I think by saying Mr. Popper's Penguins, Mr. Popper's Penguins, I think you're targeting a certain demographic that I think will be thrilled.
And I know what I'm doing. I'm whistleblowing, and I know exactly who's going to hear the whistle. I know exactly what I'm doing.
Perfect. Sorry, I missed. What city is this located in?
Just my house.
Just your house. Okay.
Right.
I'll have
no
to check with the...
No sports team has ever been sort of run out of a house before.
Wow.
We thought we'd give it a shot.
I have to check with the commissioner. Okay, I'm looking in a mirror. Adel, is this cool? Go with me. And Aaron, who is your mascot, or what is your mascot?
This is awkward. It is the same as JPC's.
Wild Style, the Horny Penguin.
It's Wild Style, the Horny Penguin. He's sort of dressed like Guy Fieri, and he's very horny. Gets the crowd going.
I can't blame you for that, Aaron. He's a very popular mascot. A lot of teams are adopting Wild Style. I got news that the Philly Fanatics have drafted Wild Style. The Baltimore Orioles.
The White Sox.
The White Sox are using
Bulls.
Wild Style now.
I'll go ahead and tell you all.
The sky. Chicago's just kind of passing Wild Style around at this point.
Well, Penguins can't fly, so the sky might be dangerous. My organization that I'm starting, this will be a three-organization league. My team is the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Penguins. Now, obviously, we're hoping to grab Wild Style, the Horny Penguin, kind of dressed like Guy Fieri. But we will have to see.
Any sense for yours, though.
Yeah, truly, it doesn't make sense for yours.
And we are, of course, located in Santa Fe. It is time to go ahead and start the draft. We'll let out the Penguins from the holding pen. Oh, no.
Adel, why did you all of a sudden slam the holding pen shut and then put your back up against it?
No. I just am stretching. I'm stretching for the big draft. We should not have held
Speaking
the draft.
Speaking of big
in
draft, what's that gust? What is that gust coming from the holding pen?
I made 37 pot roasts, and they're They're in there where the penguins were supposed to be. So the penguins are on their way. The penguins...
Where I'm at right now is if we never ask, we never need to know what happened to these penguins.
Putting my finger to an empty ear. Yes, I'm just getting a call. There's a cargo plane that's going to drop off the penguins, but... Meanwhile, let's dig into these pot roasts and let's pivot to a different type of episode.
As long as when you open that gate and the penguins do come out, there's a penguin with a little goatee, glasses on the back of his head. So not like covering the eyes, but just kind of like wearing them like you could put them on.
Yeah, of course.
And spiky little blonde hair. As long as that penguin's
in there. Who supports gay marriage, famously.
And is famously off the chain.
Uh-huh.
As long as he... restaurant in Times Square.
Advocates for restaurant workers... It advocates for a maximum load of donkey sauce. We're all good.
Maybe I'll be the New York donkey sauces. Well, we'll have to see. Meanwhile, while we're waiting for the cargo ship to drop off those penguins, why don't we do, I don't fucking know. Let's do public access.
Let's
do a public access episode.
Are you sure? Because I'd rather keep talking about Wild Style, the horny penguin.
Aaron, of course we'd all like to keep talking about Wild Style. He's clearly going number one.
I think why we're having to pivot, Aaron, is I think that all the penguins died in that holding pen. That's the impression I get.
No, there's 37 pot roasts.
That'll buy more penguins. I think you should circle back to this episode concept in the future. I would like to draft penguins that don't exist to a baseball team that doesn't exist.
Public access should return. We should do that for an eighth or ninth time or whatever, but let's stay on the penguin thing for today.
Okay, maybe we just draft these pot roasts. and just as a fun joke, I did zip up these pot roasts in penguin suits.
Good.
So you're telling me that for the last 5 minutes, I've been thinking of funny penguin baseball player names for nothing? I'm never going to need those?
Well, let's hear a few of them.
Cinnamon Stick, Teacher Road.
Wild Style.
Well, this is going to be public access number 8, which is too many.
Wow.
But let's still try and have fun.
Yeah, and we'll post every single drawing you send in of a penguin dressed like Guy Fieri. We'll check out our Instagram. Everyone who's drawn one, we have reposted it.
And when we say post, what we mean is we will mail them to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
And demand Biden release the penguins.
That's only one way to overthrow a government. A successful way. They're like, this is so scary. We have to shut the whole thing down.
I do think we're early enough. We're early enough on in the penguin baseball organizing phase, in the birth of penguin baseball. I do think we're early enough on that we could just make it that instead of, like, you know how baseball players have uniforms. We could make it that all the penguins have to dress like Guy Fieri.
Wait, I have an idea. Is there any like computer program or coding thing we could do that, like, if JPC and I were to actually draft fictional penguin baseball players that you make up, that we could like place them in their positions and it will simulate a game based on like skill levels and stuff. And then all of our listeners can be in a fantasy draft of those players, and then we can take it dead seriously.
So that would have to be, yes, it's possible. We would have to program something like that, which would be, I'll say this, difficult with our skill set. But one thing that we could do is we could come up with, I don't know, how many penguins do we need? How many penguins on a baseball team?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know.
Because we have three teams. Yeah. So is it just humor? Humor.
I have one of those waves of blacking back into my life. And that was very sobering to hear you say that.
What? Do you need 18, 12? How many?
I want to say 14, but here's the thing. We have three teams.
Well, on eight.
My team, your team, Aaron's team. Mm-hmm. And we have, it's already
26.
Seven. We have 37 penguins.
What's 26 times by three?
Then we're going to have to change the game slightly because we only have, I can't stress this enough. We could only source 37 penguins. Now, there might be some
maturing. We can come up with 78.
Now, adult, you were never going to have a baseball league with 37 penguins, my man.
I don't know what to tell you. There's 37 eligible to play. If we want to dip into under 16 penguins, which I do not think is, they're not ready, they're not mature enough, they're going to strike out every single time.
Wait, now under 16, is this bird years? Like, how fast do they turn the appropriate age? How long do I have to wait in human years to get these years. Young penguins in the game?
Let me Google this. How long do I have to wait for a bird to turn?
Okay, I have so many ideas. I need to get them out there. And then people... Okay.
Hold on. For a bird to turn 18?
Okay. It looks like I have a virus on my computer. Hold on.
Cursed. A cursed Google search.
I just got a virus
on
my computer.
Google search.
Okay. I think the Google, if you've ever been to the Google offices in either Chicago or LA, I think, or where, not LA, what, Silicon Valley or whatever, there's like a giant wall or LCD screen that shows in real time Google searches. And I would love if someone is in the lobby waiting for a meeting at Google and it pops up, how long do I have to wait for a bird to turn 18?
And they go, oh, hey, Riddle is recording right now. So cool. Okay. I have so many thoughts. I have to get out or I'll die. But JBC, yes, you go first.
Well, so what we can do, we can put all the penguins in a spreadsheet and we can come up with stat lines. So we'll probably just need like the three most important stats would probably be, now, are there RBIs in penguin baseball? That's another thing. We don't have the rules quite yet.
There are RBIs, but they're not, it doesn't stand for runs batted in. It stands for Robins, Blue Jays, injuries. So your Got RBIs it. Would be your Robins or Blue Jays who are injured. Now, Robins and Blue Jays, we can... sort of help bulk up the cast, bulk up the rosters with other
That's
birds.
Interesting.
Okay, so maybe we could have skill positions where it's like a flamingo might be a good center fielder.
Adult penguins only. What are you doing?
Aaron, in 20 years, you're going to hate that you said that.
No. I'm the villain. Oh my God, I'm the villain.
Here's what
We're
I'll
not
say.
Gonna have an Airbud situation.
You're so right. Oh my God.
There's a sign above the locker room.
It's like, no women.
There's a sign above the I want to say locker room, but it's a locker igloo that says penguins only. And it's just like in 20 years, it's like a relic. It's like they're giving tours and they're like, back in 2024, one of the commissioners, Aaron Keefe, was adamant about penguins only.
Okay. I heard it. I'm aware now and I'm learning.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Next time we meet, we are each responsible for 26 very funny penguin names.
Or other birds.
In origin stories. Or other birds.
Well, Aaron, when you say it like that, you seem super dismissive of the other
birds. Fine. We will get baseball
cards. And women can play.
We will get baseball cards made of each of them.
You're not less the villain just because you let the other birds in with a snarky tone.
Here's what I'll say.
I can't
40 to 50 years into our Penguin Baseball League, we will have a year where, of course, the penguins are off to war. So a lot of the ostriches and,
only birds can play?
Your
emus. What about the other animals?
Aaron, it's penguin baseball. Be reasonable.
Aaron, don't be insane. It's penguin baseball. They'll have a league of their own.
Okay, hold on. You're talking
Here's
too far in the future. We have to talk about first steps. We need to get a smart... Smart people love the three of us. We're like funny little pets that they have in their house.
Okay.
We get a smart person to simulate the games after everyone does a fantasy draft of their favorite penguin players.
I've already reached out to Nate Silver. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing. Here's what I'll say. A few things. Number
this
one,
is not a public access TV. Episode.
Number one, first and foremost. First, I have four things to say. Number one, anytime.
No way am I going to let you say four things without interrupting. That's
no, I will.
I assume there'll be interruptions. That's a given. Number one, first thing I want to say.
Okay.
I don't think we have ever talked about penguin baseball and not all collapsed in a fit of laughter.
It's
I think penguin baseball has legs. And maybe that's the slogan for penguin baseball. It has
Short
legs. You can't
legs.
See them.
Tiny little legs.
You can't see them, but they're tiny little legs. Number two.
Hold on. Do penguins have legs?
I just want to agree with you, Adol, on your first point. I want to agree with you on your first point.
Okay. I know they have feet. Are the feet just attached to the body? That's what I want to know.
Rarely to never all get excited about the same thing. We're never all on the same page.
No.
When it happens, we have to take it dead serious.
Yes.
We all love this idea. I agree with you. What's your second point?
Wait, hold on. Just so you know, when I Googled, do penguins have, the first thing that came up was knees, and the second thing that came up was legs. So I'm not an idiot.
Well, what did you find?
What'd you find? We have to know.
Penguin legs are short and strong. Feet are webbed with visible claws. The legs are set far back on the body to aid in the streamlining and steering while swimming.
Okay. Point number two. if penguin legs are short and strong and they have claws, that means one, no sliding, which is a lot of penguin baseball because someone's going to get hurt by those claws. And two, there's going to be so few injuries if their legs
no
are short and strong.
Sliding?
Feet first. No sliding feet first.
Okay. Okay. Because I was going to say that's sort of the entire point is them sliding into home as penguins.
Yeah.
If we didn't allow them to slide, games would be 18 to 22 hours. And we cannot have that. It's not sustainable. Number three, I absolutely am going to concoct a Patreon episode where we do a penguin baseball draft. And I am happy to simulate box scores, do rundowns, go play by play. Or if like you said, if a fan out there wants to help out with that, we can absolutely do that. But for now, we'll self-sustain.
Casey, I got to ask Casey a question real quick. Casey, you played baseball.
He's
logged off. Casey, you played Blazeball back in the day? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Blazeball's the thing.
I know Migdal was crazy into Blazeball.
That's like a Twitter game or something?
Yeah, I think maybe a tiny bit. Okay, so Mike liked Blazeball. Do we know, can we get the Blazeball guys involved? I'm sure they built a successful thing. I know they know how to make a fake baseball. Blazeball just ended. That's actually perfect.
Like
they got some time on their hands.
Or the season. Regardless, I do have to announce.
This is great timing for Penguin Baseball. Great timing.
But I am going to announce, I'm going to call right now, I'm going to Penguin Babe Ruth my shot. We will have an episode that is Penguin Baseball Draft. And from there, we absolutely will be coming back to this. There will be merch.
I feel like you're moving too fast.
There will be blood.
We need to make the names of the players.
What episode do you think you're in right now? Because you keep saying, we're going to do a Penguin
this is a
Baseball
public, this is
episode.
Public access number 8. This is public access number 8.
No, this is the sweater part 2 is what this is.
No, this is penguin. This is
you're
penguin access.
You're 15 minutes into a penguin baseball Patreon episode.
No, this is penguin access number 8.
Penguin access number 1.
So in just a few minutes, we will get to some public access names. But just a few things I want to talk through as the three
Honk
owners
Aaron.
Of the league.
Honk Aaron instead of Hank Aaron? Yeah. I'm already starting
my
list.
Oh, wow. So
sucks
these are
gonna, I fucking
so,
love that.
So some of these,
I know you would. I knew it.
Some of these could have baseball player names as well. Ooh, I like that.
Okay, more points. Adel loves to say a few more points and say a number. Randy Johnson is not invited. Now, I don't know if you two are familiar with 6'11" former pitcher Randy Johnson. If you're not, go to YouTube and type in Randy Johnson Bird, and you will see why Randy Johnson is not welcome in any of our stadiums or rinks. He is banned for life.
I got a question about penguin baseball.
Yes.
Now, as far as I know, because I don't know too much about baseball, but I think that there are like two different types of baseball league in the United States where in one of them, the pitcher hits and in the other one, the pitcher doesn't hit. They just pitch. Is that correct?
Let me look it up.
It can't be right.
Is that not right?
It might be right, but it can't be right.
Designated hitter is a baseball player who bats in a place of another position.
But DHs, I thought, were all throughout the league. So they're
all throughout the league.
There are two leagues. Yeah, that make up the MLB.
I thought that was the difference between the two leagues, but I have no idea.
There's the American League and the National League.
Got it. Well, basically, we have to decide which are we going to do the same thing. I think it's more fair if we're starting from the bottom that we just build one league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where everybody plays by the same rules.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So we have our team names, I believe. What is? Are we just calling this the Pittsburgh? The Penguin Baseball Organization, the PBO. The Penguin Baseball League, the PBL.
I do like PBL for some reason. Yeah. I think Penguin Baseball League. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it should. We don't need to put like American or national or anything on this. Yeah. I think that this should be open globally. I think that, you know, as long as we make the rules compelling.
No, American Penguins only.
Aaron, I have some bad news for you. we will only be outsourcing our players.
No, we have all the zoo ones, idiots. All the ones that we've trapped in zoos.
Yeah, naturalized American penguins only. So if you are a second generation, if you were born in this country, you're an American penguin.
We know what you're thinking. No worse sport for penguins because their arms can't even like touch together. So how are they going to catch balls or bat? We don't care.
And I don't think that, I don't necessarily know for penguin baseball, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the balls and the bat are even that critical. I could go without either one of them. I don't need either to play the game.
Okay, so now we're getting into some pretty some pretty important information. How does penguin baseball play out?
Like baseball.
We talked about sliding, but I don't think we ever covered. I think we said the ball is the egg. The pitcher would slide an egg across the ice towards home plate. Does the penguin at home plate try and secure the leg? Try and secure the egg to protect it, and then run with the egg to protect its baby?
Here's what I want to say about the egg. Yeah. I love that we're calling it the egg. I think it should be a baseball. I think it should be a baseball that we call the egg.
Okay. No, it's an egg pasted
it's
like
egg-shaped.
It's an egg painted like a baseball.
Well, here's
and
my problem.
Everything
with
else
it.
Is regular baseball equipment.
Here's my problem with it being an egg. That seems like weirdly cruel. Like, is it a penguin egg? Are we making the penguin play? Mm.
It's
penguin
an ostrich
baseball?
Egg.
It's an ostrich egg.
Well, hold on. We might
Solved.
Have ostriches playing.
Okay, so this
yeah,
is why
maybe
I think
in like
be...
50 years.
When they break the bird barrier. Real quick. Yep. Focus up. Very quickly. Aaron, your options are volleys, pink is in, or polka dot door. Anyway, so this is public access, so I just had to give you three options.
Oh yeah.
So is it an ostrich egg painted like a baseball, or I kind of like a baseball shaped like an egg.
Did you guys, I think it's a baseball shaped. No. I think it's an egg painted like a baseball.
And Aaron, which of the public access do you want to do? Volleys, pink is in, or polka dot door?
You don't have to choose. Aaron.
Dealer's choice.
Great. Okay. Anyway.
Because it doesn't matter.
Well, it matters because this is a public access episode. Anyway.
Okay. So I beg of you to look, click the link.
Okay.
That I sent you in the chat.
Okay, Aaron.
And tell me that
to be a Google image search for penguin baseball.
Yes.
Now it's not a lot of real penguins playing baseball. There's one video of a penguin delivering the opening pitch to a game, but everything else is art. And I believe is this Chili Willy? Who's Chili Willy? That's like a character, right?
I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
All I know is this made me feel like we're on the right track.
Yes, there's an appetite is what we're noticing. There's an appetite for penguin baseball. Well, that sounds we won't be serving. Eventually, we'll get to the concession stands. We'll cover that maybe in my next episode. But we will not be serving penguin, if that makes sense.
Seeing a picture of a penguin.
We'll be serving penguins. They'll get food if they want food, but we won't be serving penguins.
I'm not sure about that either at all. I don't know if we.
And it's not going to be like an exclusive line, like penguins in this line, everybody else in this one. There's not that. It's anyone can eat any of the food, and it's all going to be for everyone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How inexpensive is penguin meat? Doesn't matter. We'll come back to that later.
Seeing a picture of a penguin on a baseball diamond built for people has made me consider the fact that we are going to have to change. First of all, we're calling it a rink. I think that's way better. Is it going to be shrunk down so it's like penguin size, or are we making them play on the same size that like humans play on?
Now, JBC, I want to take you literally. You think playing on a rink that's penguin sized is a good idea? That would mean there's room for one penguin.
They could stack on top of each other.
Okay, now I like this.
Okay, so it's a baseball rink.
Yeah, it's a baseball rink.
Okay.
I'm thinking...
And it's shaped like a diamond too. It's not like we're not taking an existing ice rink and putting penguin baseball on it. We
and
have
like
to build
the wall,
all new
like the home run wall, is like a glacier.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And here's what I'll say: the home run wall, typically in baseball, there's a wall that can be fairly high. If you're looking at like the Boston Red Sox field, the Green Monster is a pretty high wall, which means you have to hit it pretty hard and at an angle to get it out of the stadium. With the penguins, I have to assume they're not going to get a lot of height on the egg. So I think the wall should be full of little cubby holes.
Yes.
So that the ball could slide into one of the holes, but they never have to get it over the wall, if that makes
good.
Sense.
Good. You're inspiring them at all.
Alternate
you're giving them
idea.
Something to aim for.
Alternate idea. We build the wall on an angle, and we do the thing that you do with, like, what is it? Like the ski ball? What's the game where you throw the ball?
Yes, ski ball. Yes.
Ski ball.
Yeah.
So we build it like ski ball. It's at an angle with ski ball holes in it. And if they can get the ball into one of those holes, they get the corresponding amount of points, obviously.
Yes. JBC, that is brilliant. So it's not cubby holes at the wall. It's a slight slope. And then there's little slots that are like 100, 200, 300, 500. And it's basically a ski ball boat with eggs. I am loving this.
Now, Aaron's picture also brings up another question. We've talked about this. Can a penguin hold a baseball bat? Can a penguin hold a baseball glove? I think the answer is probably no.
Glove on the head.
So I do think that we're going to have to get creative.
Glove on the head. Now here's the
glove is a hat. Glove is a hat.
Here's the only problem. Now I realize glove on the head. I pictured it and I got so excited and I absolutely want an image of a penguin with a baseball glove on his head, smiling, getting ready to play egg is what they say. Play egg. Here's the number one problem. Our biggest star in the league is a penguin called Wild Style, whose whole thing is that he kind of dresses like Guy Fieri, including backwards sunglasses and frosted tip hair. A glove on the head's going to immediately negate his entire image and brand.
Well, they only wear the glove on the head when they're playing in the field, right? Yes. So it's like when they're at bat, everybody can go natural.
Yes, perfect.
In fact, I think they should wear the glove on your head when you're sliding. What? I mean,
Aaron, we're not trying to protect them. We're trying to make them adorable.
You think they should wear what?
Aaron, helmets. Let them wear helmets when they're up at bat.
But they get an egg slid at their feet. Their heads are fine.
Yeah, they're not going to be. The egg is getting slid at them. They're not going to be taking head damage.
Okay, look, I just sent you images of different types of penguins. I'm not convinced after watching this that a couple of them can't hold a bat.
This is very good.
Like king penguins, maybe.
Yeah. Chin strap penguin, by the way, a chin strap penguin should absolutely be able to have a glove strapped to their head. That's a no-brainer. Yeah.
They have a built-in helper device. There's an Adelie penguin. What is this? What is this?
Wow.
Adelie? What is this?
Yeah. Macaroni penguin, king penguin, royal penguin. These are all baseball bat-holding penguins.
Aaron, did you outsource? Is this a prank? What is this?
Adelie They're very penguin? Whimsical looking. They're cute.
Now, goof. I also want to say, of these penguin types that I'm looking at, little blue penguin and Australian little penguin, the only two penguins that have the word little in their name.
Yeah.
Now, these guys are obviously pretty small. I think it would be unethical to make little blue penguins play against emperor penguins.
The bigger,
I mean, that's
stronger.
Yeah, it's just you can't do it. I want to advocate that little blue penguins should be umps. I think that they would make great umpires.
I think I think umps would be great. I think we call them humps because that's kind of cute. Now here's and Aaron, this might be a question you have.
Well, Adel, I'm sorry. Yeah. Does calling them humps verge a little too close to Wild Style, the horny penguin's domain?
Ooh,
because his whole seventh inning stretch dance.
We'll talk to when he's drafted. We'll have an interview with him and see what his contract kind of.
So he's playing on one team and he's the mascot for almost all the teams.
Yes, and he's such a powerhouse right now. He'll have the right to sort of dictate how this league runs. And
God, he's gonna get so many women. He's so cool.
Now here's something:
women that he'll get.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking about me.
Or 35-year-old podcast
give him my number.
Should we have, and this might be, for other birds or for penguins who maybe don't want to play, should we have cheerleaders or some sort of dance team or something?
Baseball doesn't have that usually.
That's what I'm saying, is that we would be on the cutting edge.
You make a great point, and I think that the more types of thing that we can get involved in penguin baseball, the greater chance that we're going to find someone who is hooked in by it.
Yeah.
So I do think full-on dance team. And I do think that every time a different penguin team takes the field, we do have a dance break.
Yes.
All right, you guys are so focused on the bird part of it, but I think what if the dance team was a different kind of black and white animal?
Okay,
like zebras.
Interesting.
Or
Aaron, can I
pandas.
Aaron, close your eyes for a second.
Yeah.
Picture a zebra on ice. Crack, 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 crack. Break, break, break. His four legs just broke. Does that make sense?
He looks like a rug now.
His legs broke in a manner that he looks like a rug by a fireplace.
Now, Aaron, you're both right. I do think it's a good opportunity to get some other animals involved. I do think that zebras will get their legs broken on the ice. Is it possible that we lower the zebras in go-go dancer cages above the ice so they're kind of doing solo dancing in their little cages?
This is why you're here, JPC.
Problem solved. And if Wild Style is the horny penguin and we have cage dancers, we're really targeting horny animal lovers.
Yeah, okay, so let's look at
the
population. The United States population is 330 million people. Of that, 100% of those are horny animal lovers.
Okay.
Everybody.
Just very quickly, I'm going to go ahead and choose the new Scandinavian cooking hour. Rare potato share, potatoes.
So, all right, stop rushing around.
Wait, and Adel, I know, I know that you both said that it was a no on helmets.
Yeah.
But I just had a brilliant idea. Do you remember the 90s?
Okay.
The 90s. Remember the 90s?
I lived the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember those ice cream bowls?
Yes.
That were shaped like baseball helmets?
Uh-huh.
Hold on. That held like a Sunday at games?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I do remember, yeah.
What if, Casey said fuck yes, what if they wore those helmets?
So they're dumping ice cream on their head as they play.
Yeah, maybe.
A Sunday is impairing their vision.
Yeah,
dripping
if we don't
down their
fully
face.
Clean them, that's fine. But it's not giving them protection, but I think they'd be really cute. Like, even look at these helmets.
Aaron, okay, can I offer a compromise?
Yeah.
They wear those ice cream filled helmets that they have to dump on their head and the ice cream runs down their face the entire game on Sundays. So any game that's on a Sunday, that is absolutely what happens. But for the rest of the games, leave ice cream out of my game.
Oh my God, I want to eat ice cream out of one of these bowls so bad right now. This looks so good.
I was thinking, is it unethical to put a full scoop of ice cream in a helmet and put that helmet on a penguin's head? But here's the thing. Penguins, I think, like it pretty cold. So that's just kind of like a cold treat on top of a cold thing. I think that the penguin would be okay with getting ice cream dumped on its head.
And that's also good merch. You know how there's like, what is it? Ohio is for lovers t-shirts. There should be one that says penguins like it cold. And I think there's like a wink and a nudge to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
People have already built baseball simulators online.
For penguins?
Not for penguins yet, but this is possible.
Yeah, all we need to do is scroll down to the developer notes. We got to contact the developer, and we got to get them working on penguin baseball. We don't even need a graphic element to it.
Yeah.
It can just be baseball. It can just be running those stat lines nonstop.
Okay.
Okay.
While we're on food, I want to talk about concessions, because we need to talk about what concessions are going to be like inside of Penguin Baseball.
Dippin' Dots.
I'm willing to give up two of my players. Oh, I see. Concessions. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm willing to give up two of my players if we can have nacho cheese Dippin' Dots.
Cold food only or warm food because it's cold?
I think both. I think you have to have both. And here's what I want to say. I think that the food is going to be one of the big draws to get people to come and watch a Penguin baseball game.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the game is going to be pretty chaotic. It's going to be really hard to train these guys how to play this game.
Yes.
And so we're going to want to give kind of like a gourmet experience to the people in the stands.
I think the number one selling item, I have to assume, is going to, and we can help push it to be the number one selling item, I think the most ironically fun thing to eat at a Penguin baseball game, which is going to be synonymous, much like hot dogs are with regular baseball,
is
going to be frozen hot chocolate. Now, just say those words out loud.
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
Chocolate.
It's an oxymoron. But that's bringing together the heat and the cold.
And I don't want to get too far away from this, Adel, but I do think that we are trying to steer away from the word normal baseball or regular baseball.
Huh.
I think it's fine to call it baseball, but I don't necessarily know that we want to put the stink of this is the default baseball, you know?
Sure.
Because Penguin baseball is better than baseball.
Yeah.
And we should always be looking towards, the future to uplift.
We should eventually be regular baseball.
And then
we start calling it saying
again,
human baseball.
Man.
Okay. I want to come back to concessions, but there's something I regret saying. I'm Mr. Popper's Penguins. That was a joke. I'm going to pick a real city and a real name, and then I'm picking my colors, and I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Aaron, should we save this for the Patreon episode, because this is a public access. Should we save this for the actual draft episode? Or are you confident enough? Is someone taking notes?
We're not recording this. I think we've already said the name of our team. So Erin should be able to, if she wants to the season locks in, change the name of her team. I'm confident with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Okay.
So I don't think Las Vegas has a lot of sports teams, and I'd like to give them a representation. So I'm going to be...
Team. Yeah, they have
whatever. We're going to be the Las Vegas Icebergs.
Oh,
because it's in a desert. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And our color is like baby blue. So no one else can have that shade of blue.
Nice.
That's my color. And we're going to make three different baseball tees that you can buy on our merch store at some point. But that's my team. If you support my team, that's the Penguin team for me. The Las Vegas Icebergs.
Very good. That's very good.
JPC, okay, No,
I'm sticking with Pittsburgh Penguins. I think
what's your color?
Oh boy,
golden black.
I want to say gold and black. Yeah, gold and black, I think, is going to be the Pittsburgh Penguins color. Yeah.
Now, I can't remember. Here's this is going to have to be resolved at some point. I can't remember what I said. I remember my team was based out of Santa Fe. I remember at one point I said I might make them the New York Donkey Sauces, but I cannot recall what I said my team was going to be called.
I think that you made a Guy Fieri. You did Dive-Ins, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
It was Diners, yes. Drive-Ins, and Penguins. Based out of Santa Fe. Now, I'm going to keep my options open because we're not laminating this. This will all be decided before or during the actual draft episode because this is a public access. There is something about me that wants to make them the Great Penguinis. Now, I think a team that was called the Great Penguinis would be like a penguin in, like, you know, Zatara, the magician in the DC universe.
I'm getting further away from understanding what you are talking about.
So it'd be like a penguin with a wand and a top hat and like a bow tie. Like it's a magician penguin. They're
okay.
They're called the Penguini, the Great Penguinis.
The whole thing is
like magic themed.
Is Penguini a pasta or am I too hungry to hear the name Penguini and not think about pasta?
If you boil a salted pot of water, dump in penne and linguine, then you absolutely have Penguini.
That's Penguini.
Which will be served at all the games.
I do think that.
What is your city and what is your name of your team?
Well, Aaron, it's good that Addle has a signature dish, though, because I do think it's important for the sport for each stadium to have its own signature dish.
And that's fine. Yes. I just need to know the basic city, name, colors.
Aaron?
He's working backwards. He brought you Penguini. He's about to drop knowledge.
I wrote down Penguini in my notes app like it's serious.
Okay. They are the Great Penguinis. That is the mascot, and it's a magician penguin, and it's all everything at the stadium and for the home games is magic themed. Penguini, which is penne and linguine, is our home rink dish, and we are based out of Las Vegas.
No, you can't be Vegas.
No, it's fine because it's like a desert. Aaron,
no, I'm
there
Vegas.
Can be two teams: White Sox, Cubs. What are we doing?
Santa Fe Penguinis.
Like,
is that what your
you
name
to be
is?
Like East Vegas, and what do you has to be like West?
You
Vegas.
You cannot
like,
have Vegas, or I will switch my city.
Aaron, magicians are famously residenced in Las Vegas. David Copperfield, Simon and Peg, or whatever.
Yeah, icebergs in Vegas, Aaron. That does not make a lick of sense. And also, Adel, can I just say,
yes.
Very bold to have the Great Penguini be your mascot when you know he's an open player. Like, another team might get the Great Penguini.
Pittsburgh wants him. I have to. Well, here's what I'll say. If my team gets the first draft, we're absolutely taking Wild Style.
If you take Wild Style, don't think that Pittsburgh's going to take the Great Penguini?
Okay.
Our colors are silver and a darker silver.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Silver, dark silver.
Yeah.
Sort of similar to gold and black. You don't want to distinguish color?
Excuse me? Gold and black is similar to silver.
Two metallics? You both want to do metallics?
Yeah.
What a way to find out you're colorblind.
It is two metallics. Aaron is right about it.
You
want to
do two metallics?
Yes. I think all the colors should be metallic. I think you should
your
have metallic
Brandon
baby blue.
Your branding is a mess. The Santa Fe, Las Vegas, the Great Penguinis.
Should we talk about this?
That's what the shirts will say.
I need you to get your act together, Addle.
Should we talk about this? We're obviously talking at this stage as owners, right? We own these teams, these
franchises.
We've
sunk too much money into this, yeah.
And we've put a lot of our own capital into it. One thing that I caution you about doing is being an owner coach. I don't think you want to get the business side mixed in with the coaching side. I am going to do this. I am going to hire a coach. I'm going to get a coach to coach my team.
Who's your coach?
I'm glad that you asked. My coach is going to be a deer wearing a big top hat.
Okay.
Well, hold on. The Great Penguinis, moments ago, the logo was said to have penguins in a magician's top hat.
There's a magician's top hat, and then there's like an Abe Lincoln top hat.
So there's a bullet hole through it? Answer me that. Is there a bullet hole through the top hat?
Answer me that. I made a joke. Now you answer for it. I think it's going to be more of the Abe Lincoln. It's going to be more of the
rub your nose in it.
Addle, I have to fix your branding. It has to be a city and then like the Boston Red Sox. Your thing can't be the in front of it.
Yeah, Aaron, you can't use an existing team and branding color.
And then your mascot can be the Great Penguinis, but you have to be city name Penguinis.
No. Baseball does this all the time. Well, I don't want to say human baseball does this all the time. Chicago, the White Sox.
No,
New York,
they don't.
The Yankees.
Chicago, the White
Sox. Yes, they do. What do you, Aaron? What are you talking about?
Are you only speaking about
Santa
baseball to immigrants?
Penguinis is your name.
English is not their first language.
Okay, Aaron, I will humor possibly being the Oakland Unathletics. That means I stack my roster with a bunch of big old Penguins.
I'm going to contact
older.
You in a day you're more serious about this.
Wait.
Think about the merch. You can't get silver on merch. You can do gray. You're going to be gray and gray as your team? Think ahead, Adel.
Anyway, hold on. What you said to Adel makes me... So what you're saying... So my team is going to be the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Mm. Yeah.
But they're going to be located in Annapolis, Maryland. Does it matter that they're called the Pittsburgh Penguins if they're in a different city?
No.
Okay, good.
That's fine. You're fine, man. We can do yellow and black for your Pittsburgh Penguins that are set in Annapolis, Maryland. That's fine. That's clear to me.
Here's what I'll say: when it's cross league, it doesn't matter because there are the San Francisco Giants human baseball team, and then there are the New York Giants NFL football team. So if it's a different sport. The world seems to embrace it, or at least America.
Yes, yeah. That is true.
So there's two Giants, but they're different sports, and people are fine with that. There's no confusion.
Do we let Casey have a team? Do we let Janet have a team?
Do they have $1 million?
If they invest.
Because if Casey gets a team, then that's 104 players we have to come up with. Yeah. And if Janet also gets a team, that's 130. But then the league is bigger and more interesting. Casey, yeah. And I'm serious, Casey, don't fuck with me right now. Do you have a city and then a name?
Okay, so Casey says he already came up with Mark McGuinn.
Hey, Casey, that's nothing. That's not an answer to either of those questions.
It's like
what
saying
city
Fish
do you
Piazza,
think Mark McGuinn is?
Mike Trout.
Let us know when you have
well.
One.
Here's what I'll say. Janet absolutely is an owner. She will have a team. But here's what I'll say. Yeah. Since we invited her to this episode and she didn't show up. That's not true. We get to kind of create her team for now. She can make a few changes later. She'll have some options. But I think we immediately say that her mascot's going to be a penguin with the Mike Myers mask on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah. No, I think that's her.
And women
I think
supporting women here? No.
And I think it has to be like a horror-themed. There's not enough, I don't know if there's any, horror-themed sports teams. There should be like the Toronto Tarantulas or something, but there's not. The horror market is under-tapped and underutilized, so I think we need horror-themed teams.
And thank you for
that. I can't be an IP that already exists, because again, Adel, the merch, we can't
ICP.
Go into IP that already
exists. It's
pronounced
ICP, Insane Clown Posse, and I think that's great to have maybe the Los Angeles Insane Clown Penguins.
Insane Clown Penguins is very good.
Igalos.
Igalos. Their mascot could be an igalo. Now, while we were all talking about this, and just to get ahead of it, I did go ahead and go to our Patreon page. I made a new Patreon tier. Only 8 people can access it. It is $1 million to get in, and it is to get a franchise in Penguin Baseball. So you can build your own franchise. You can pick your city, and it's limited to 8 people. So the first 8 in get a franchise in Penguin Baseball, because we need 12 teams.
Let's make it 50.
Yes. Someone's...
$50.
50 teams or 50 million?
$50. I was like, Aaron, surely you can't mean that you need $50 million. I know Penguin Baseball is all a big, it's just a big like rug pull. We're all just trying to get people in to get money, but come on. Beep, beep.
Someone's going to be accidentally financially ruined on our Patreon. I'm drafting a text to Janet Varney right now. Should I just say...
Who says drafting a text?
I'm going to say, Penguin Baseball team, are you in or are you out?
You have like a text draft folder that you could save, do you?
Do you want your own Penguin Baseball team?
You don't have a text draft folder?
Casey said his team is the Jacksonville Jackasses. I love it. What are your colors?
Okay. That's really going to be important.
We're calling dibs now on these things. These things matter.
Okay, I want to hold a few dibs. I want silver, darker silver. I want forest green or Kermit green. I want Kermit green.
Kermit green.
You can't have dibs and Dippin' Dots. You're monopolizing all of the ice cream treats.
Kermit green and gray is your colors
of the future. Kermit green and gray. I don't know if that works well. Here's what I need to do. I need some time to consult with a designer. My friend Aaron Keefe is very good with sort of colors and sort of layout of everything, aesthetic. So I'm going to talk to her when I have a chance.
Yeah,
I would say green and white is really good for you, Adel. I feel like it. You. It, you It reminds me of plaid. Green and white plaid.
I just heard back from Aaron Keefe. My penguins are plaid penguins with a magician's top hat, fully silver.
Casey said shit brown and weird shit green. So Casey doesn't want his merch flying off the shelves.
Yeah, maybe you're going to sell it to the folks in Jacksonville. I'll say this. A baseball season for whatever the human version of baseball is that no one even really remembers because it's almost irrelevant at this point. The regular season is like 180 games or something like that. It's just a ton of games.
Yeah.
Each team has one game. Oh, go ahead.
Well, here's my take with Penguin baseball. I think we double it. I think we do like 300 games.
What else are they doing?
I just spit all over my microphone. People
have jobs and stuff and lives and whatever. Penguin baseball, I think, should be about 300 games a year.
I'm crying.
Almost all these Penguins are going from making $0 a year to making several thousand a year. And just very quickly, I do want to point out something. Aaron, moments ago, you said, I think jokingly, but correct me if I'm wrong, I think you said, wow, Casey, you really don't want your merch flying off the shelves. Mm. I think we should nip that kind of language in the bud, because if we start saying flying off the shelf, a lot of Penguin fans are not going to come to the games.
Oh, yeah. We also won't have things like fly balls like that.
No, that's insulting.
You can't have that.
Mm-hmm. I think if I'm a Penguin and I can't fly and someone says, these are really flying off the shelf or fly ball.
Coming up with ideas on the fly. Yeah. Well, we won't.
I think a tear rolls down my cheek. I think it freezes to my cheek because we're in a rink and I think I walk out.
I think also having something like a foul ball, that's got to be out as well because people will be like, oh, bird pun. I get it.
That's what we do. We lean into it. F-O-W-L. And what it is, it's when a chicken grabs a ball because it thinks it's their egg and flies off of it.
Well, they can't really fly.
You think chickens can't fly?
They can't, like, fly. They're not, like, soaring through the sky.
Aaron, we got to drop this.
Hey,
like,
Aaron.
Whoa! They're, like, running and jumping, and they're like, squawk, squawk.
I say this right now, Aaron. You are going to be a nightmare for PR for Penguin Baseball. We got to keep you away from the cameras because you have some
good branding,
ideas.
Bitch.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think I have it. I think I have the song for our entire league, which is before every game, Sugar Ray's song. Mm. Well, we're gonna adjust the lyrics. Sugar Ray's I Don't Want to Fly. I don't want to fly.
That does draw a lot of attention to it, does it not?
Huh, I was really excited about that.
Okay. So
it's got the one word in it that we said we can't use.
I say we all come up with some penguin names, but also I will make a channel in our Discord where you can request and make up penguin baseball player names that we can pull from if you want your penguin to be drafted.
And the only people that will be able to join that channel
to the $1 million
who pay $1 million and the new Patreon penguin baseball tier get their own
team. That's pretty cheap for a penguin baseball team.
You're getting it on the ground floor.
We can't say cheap. We have to nip that language in the bud.
Yeah, we can't say cheap. Yeah, people will get that cheap.
In the next 2 months, I will organize this episode and we will have our first annual Penguin Baseball League draft.
What if this was the last time we ever thought about, mentioned, or talked about Penguin Baseball?
Huh.
And like, that would be, that like, actually is the move.
Waiting for the next Penguin Baseball episode to drop. Also, I firmly do believe that this episode should be titled Public Access 8.
It will be.
It will be, absolutely.
People
will be so mad.
People are going to be so mad. They love those episodes.
Here's something I want to posit.
Casey had a good idea too, so I will say that an alt idea should be calling this Penguin Access 1.
I think I said that earlier. I think because I'm having true terrible anxiety picking between the great Pinguinis as magicians and the plaid penguins, I think to help with expansion, we should each have two teams.
Oh no.
We should each have two teams.
I'm overwhelmed.
Aaron, how many penguin baseball players does that put us on the hook for each?
If we all have two teams, hold on.
240.
Hold on.
Because I'll be honest, I do like the idea of having another team because I want to do a team in Philadelphia, and by that I mean a team in Baltimore, Maryland. But off the top of my dome,
260 players. Oh my God!
Wait, that's in total 260 players. Okay, got it.
I also have to say, human baseball teams. I didn't say normal. Human baseball teams are so overstuffed. There's so many players who barely play. there's only so many people who take the field, right? Or there's a lot of like we mentioned, designated hitters, backup pitchers, all this stuff, because there tends to be a lot of injuries in a 4-hour game. So I don't know if we need a full, what do we say, 24-man roster? 24-bird roster.
Bird roster.
I think we can do with fewer people per team.
Penguins I do as team. Well. And I also Birds. Think that the 4-hour game thing is also insane. These games should be 25 minutes max.
Yes.
As soon as the first egg is pitched, timer starts 25 minutes. No stops, no pauses, no timeouts. People play all the way through.
I would like to come back to this because I want to buy my merch for my team, and I want people to care, and I want to come back to this.
Okay.
We have to have 300 games for each team in a season. So every time someone comes to a Penguin baseball game, you're probably going to see 5, 6, 7 Penguin baseball games. They're just going to be 25-minute chunks at a time.
Yeah. And I got to say, as an owner, I'm a little concerned about the bottom line in terms of like season tickets are going to be pretty expensive. I think what we do is during the, so 300 some games a year, that leaves about 64 days where there are no games, but I guess there's also playoffs. And then of course the chill series, which is what we'll call the World Series. Here's what I think is that during the non-game days, we should be renting out our rinks for big venue acts. To bring in more income. Now, I think this is something we can talk about off air. I think they should all be bird themed.
Billy Joel.
So like the Eagles, huh?
What?
I love that. The Eagles, and then one or two more examples. I mean, there's the Birds, but I think they're all dead, maybe.
I think they're all dead.
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow.
And the Eagle Eye Cherry.
Counting Crows. Black Crows. Cherry. Nothing else. Okay. There's no more.
and they have to just constantly rotate between several stadiums.
Rinks.
This is looking to be in pretty good shape. I think this is a very clean, organized discussion.
I think Penguin baseball is in a really great place.
Yes.
Should we just get to some public access?
I think we should.
Okay. What are my options?
Okay. JPC. Your options are Quiz Kids San Fran, Simple Science, or Aaron. I actually texted one to you to tell JPC.
Oh, let's see. It is Neptune. Oh, no. Sorry, guys.
Oops.
End of the episode. Sorry.
I'll take the second one, I guess.
Go Las Vegas Icebergs, baby!
That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mobley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.
Take me out to the ice rink. Take me out to the birds. Buy me frozen hot chocolate and penguin-y. I don't care if I ever get springy. We'll workshop.
Yeah,
this actually might be my favorite episode we've ever done. Is that bad?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty bad.